Hello, beautiful emeralds, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Vina V, lovely to meet you. I'm a single mum and multiple business owner. Ooh, look at those swans. Oh my God, there's like a swan fight going on right here. Me and my son have come to a wildlife park in the area that we live in. And today we wanted to talk to you. I say we, I don't think my son's going to talk to you about this. But we wanted to talk to you about having a plan but deviating from it. And I'm going to use the analogy of what happened today. So we've gone to this wildlife park about how many times have we been here, bubs?
No.
Loads of times, maybe like 20, 30 times. So our plan was to come here, but today we deviated from our normal route and we saw the most beautiful lake, didn't we? And new birds, new swans, fishes, and all because instead of going left, we decided to go right. And the analogy in that for you is that don't always do the same thing in your life. I think it's great to have a plan, great to have a strategy, but sometimes it's good to just go with the flow. It's like do something different.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear that? My son is currently. Can you hear that sound?
It's black mud under brown mud.
Well, right, as we're recording this, we're literally kneeling down by the lake at the moment. There's loads of swans in front of us. But I hope that was a good analogy for you, is that sometimes in life, if you don't follow through with your plan or your strategy, sometimes it doesn't matter because there might be something more magical and more amazing that you didn't think of. That's really scary. I can see something through the trees. What is that? Is that a person or a monkey? What's that? A duck?
We're through the trees.
Oh, I'm a bit scared now. What is that? Anyway, I don't know what that is. But yeah, what are your thoughts on this? This is thoughts from an 8-year-old. Do you think it's good to stick to a plan or sometimes do something different?
Sometimes do something different.
And why is that good to do something different?
Because if you keep doing the same stuff over and over again, you might get bored of it. And plus other people will get bored of it too. And plus if you stick with another plan, maybe you might find it even better than the other plan you used to have.
Wow, that's such a good answer, Bubs. Well done. And I think that goes for like even social media. I think I watch a lot of YouTubers and they always do the same content over and over again.
Like gaming over and over.
Yeah, and it just gets a bit boring sometimes. So yeah. Freshen stuff up. Like,
yeah, like do challenges. Do like...
Okay, we don't... But yeah, the point is... Sometimes if you're in a routine, like I thrive on being on a routine, but sometimes you've got to change things up. We're only here for one life and we've got to live it in the best way we can. La 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 la. I'm back home now, and while we were at the nature reserve, I looked down at my nails. And ladies, you know when you have lovely, freshly painted nails, but then after about 2 weeks, you just basically look like a tramp because your nail varnish has come off and it's just all chipped. I just looked at my nails and I was like, wow. What are you doing to yourself? So on the way back, I popped into the shops and got some nail varnish remover. And I've just finished painting my nails a lovely, bright pink colour. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I have decided to take better care of myself. And I think a lot of us do this. When you are constantly working, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're doing a 9-to-5, you're a stay-at-home mum, we are always constantly working and doing things. And I feel we don't spend enough time on ourselves for the little things. So I thought, do you know what? Rather than editing a video or tidying up something that probably doesn't need to be tidied, I thought, I'm going to paint my nails. So I have done that now. Going back to what we were saying at the beginning of today's podcast in terms of deviating from a plan or doing something out of your routine, today I challenge you. Yes, you. Don't look around. It's you I'm talking to right now. I challenge you to do something tomorrow that is out of your routine. So if you wake up at 7 o'clock every day, you go downstairs, put the kettle on, have your fresh cup of tea, maybe you catch up on social media, tomorrow, why don't you try and wake up 15 minutes earlier? So I'm not telling you to wake up 2 hours earlier. So if you wake up at 7, maybe wake up at 7:15 instead. And then for 15 minutes, just lie in bed and say some affirmations to yourself, or I don't know, write down your goals. Just maybe even just do some deep breathing and say some positive things to yourself. Where do you want to be in a year's time? Just do something different. I don't know, maybe tomorrow, maybe on, I don't know, Fridays, you always have a takeaway. Instead of getting a takeaway on Friday, why don't you go on YouTube and find a new recipe and cook with your partner or get the kids involved? I just challenge you to do that. Just start doing things that are out of your routine. And we all do this. We all slip into this routine. And as my son said before, that can get very boring if we're doing the same thing every day. So yeah, try something different tomorrow. As always, really hope this podcast has helped you in some way. And I really would love to hear from you. You can follow me on social media at @officialVinaV on everything, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the rest of it. So you have a brilliant day. Stay happy, stay positive, and remember, positivity always wins. Be an emerald. And the reason why I love to call you beautiful emerald is that, number one, you're beautiful, and number two, emerald is a symbol of hope. So if your life is going really rubbish right now, you're not feeling great about yourself, think of yourself as an emerald. Live in hope every single day. Every day you wake up is a new opportunity to change your life. Keep living in the hope and keep on working towards your definition of success. I see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.